I express the opinion there are some displays of the fag.
Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't forget to go out and see Frosty, Heidi, and Frank tomorrow night behind the bar. That's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills. You get free tickets at 971FMTalk.com. And they don't make a lot of appearances out in that part of the valley. The last one they did, it was about 5 years ago. Oh, no, they were at the Sagebrush like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. You know what's great is Frank lives right near there, so he's going to get super effed up.
Yeah, he's going to get hammered. So, Frank, please. So buzz on out there. It is the Canyon Club, and it's off. It's in Agoura, off Canaan Dune, I believe, right?
Yeah, off Canaan Road.
Canaan Road. All right. So it starts at 7 o'clock, and Great White will be performing as well. It should be a great night. And they're not doing a live remote, so they're just doing, just going to be out there BSing with people. A great opportunity to hang with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank tomorrow night, the Canyon Club. Get on out there. All right, a very, very popular movie is opening today in Southern California. I think tomorrow, actually. Is it opening today or tomorrow? Well, we'll ask Sam. Sam Rubin is with us from KTLA Morning Show. Sammy, how are you, sir?
Very good at the Galen Center at USC, and normally it would be the sounds of coming out of a basketball game, but right. You guys just missed the world premiere of High School Musical 3.
Wow, is that right?
Timmy, did you go to Taft or Birmingham? Where'd you go?
I went to Birmingham High School.
Okay, so anyway, I don't know if your prom at Birmingham was quite like you want, but...
probably not.
But I tell you what, I don't know how many people this place holds, but 8,000, 12,000? But I just got hugged by Paula Abdul before you guys came to me, so that made it almost worthwhile.
Wow, look at that.
For the young daughter, she's about 5 years away from being clocked into all this, but this was actually good. And what's funny is the buzz surrounding it wasn't good. And it actually, for people, whose kids are caught up in this stuff, it was actually, I wiped a tear or two, but I might just be a big sap.
Oh, now, did you see High School Musical 1 and 2?
Oh, of course. Who asked?
Can you follow Musical 3 without seeing the first two?
I think so, yes. You can.
All right. And it opens nationwide when? Tomorrow?
I think it actually opens in about a week. But,
okay.
But I tell you what's interesting, and I was talking to, here's a good name drop, Bob Iger, who's sort of the Jack Silver of the Disney company.
Look at you.
And they've already made, these people are always so kind of sinisterly clever. They've already made plans for High School Musical 4.
Wow.
And did here is because the main kids graduated high school, they have now done the next generation. So you were introduced to a crop of new kids, and they set the story for High School Musical 4, 5, 12. It's like Tremors.
Right. And this,
or Land Before Time.
This is guaranteed to make, what, $400 million?
You know what? In the last 3 or 4 weeks, they've been opening it around the world, so I think they will make an enormous amount of money. And what was funny is with Iger, I was like, the artistry aside, let's just talk about the asset. They keep referring to it as the asset and the franchise. I mean, it's a very big business, and totally out of nowhere, essentially, a TV movie for the Disney Channel, and now look.
That's unbelievable. Hey, now, when you are, obviously there's, there's a ton of people around you right now. Any way you can slide maybe off stage or somewhere we can hear you better?
Well, I'm literally walking out the door. The crowd will dissipate.
Ah, all right, excellent.
When Malibu Dan, which is impressive that he still books appearances for you guys, even though he's not there.
Right.
With Malibu, this is so typical Malibu Dan. I said 10:30, Dan. That would be good. I'll be alone. And so of course he booked it at 10. But hey, it's kind of like old times, though. I enjoy that.
All right. So now, who is the who's the star in this movie?
This is that guy Zac Efron. He saw in Hairspray and a bunch of other things. And then it's other names you guys wouldn't know. This Vanessa Hudgens is quite cute. Who are just associated. This is literally just like leaving a game. Everybody's walked away, but we're all jammed up at the same signal.
Right.
Across the street. But in any event, there's not big stars except because of their association with this franchise.
And how many of these kids have we seen naked?
Well, Vanessa, for sure. I think that's the only one.
Now, you have kids that are the age to look at this, right?
Right. My two older daughters are here with me right now.
Oh, good for you. How old are they?
13 and 7.
Wow, yeah, she's 13 years old already?
I know.
Holy Christ. Jesus, when I started the station, she was a year old.
Pretty much, probably, yeah.
Yeah, she was 12 years ago, wow. All right, Sammy, what else is opening this weekend you like?
The big ones that are opening that people are talking about, of course, this, and this is sort of interesting, whether anybody will go or not. Do you want to see that Oliver Stone W movie or not?
I probably won't see it, but I don't see a lot of movies about presidents. It really doesn't thrill me.
Right, so that one, I think, is going to generate a lot of attention or lack thereof. That comedy Sex Drive is coming. And then, you know what, speaking of movies in the future, I saw that Kevin Smith movie, Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
How was it?
You know what, Kevin Smith, I think, is very funny, but if you saw Clerks or Clerks 2, you know, the big thing, and I think it wears a little thin, is just this super shocking language. You know, it is the takeover of Baghdad with F-bombs, just galore. Right. And so that shock wears sort of thin, but you know what, it's funny, and then right in the middle of all this kind of raunchy humor, there's one very, very sweet and touching scene. And then it was funny, my wife remarked, like, the distinction between seeing Zach and Mary Make a Porno last night and High School Musical 3 tonight.
Look at you.
It's very confusing.
All right, so if you only have $10 in your pocket, you want to see one movie all weekend, what is your choice?
Oh, man, I tell you what, I'm just sort of running through the list. As I think about it, and I'm sort of drawing a blank. Okay, this is really laughable, but you know what I really liked? And again, it's much more for families than just grown-ups.
Right.
And you know, this Beverly Hills Chihuahua was really good.
Is that
it's
right?
Like, who knew? And George Lopez was hilarious.
Yeah, I can't imagine, somebody pitching that movie to a studio.
Oh, you know, the thing that is so interesting, and people are talking about this so much, there was a column about this earlier in the week, you know, who's the bigger star? Russell Crowe, Leonardo DiCaprio, or a talking dog in a purse?
And it's the talking dog.
It's the talking dog, almost double the box office.
Wow. All right, Sam Rubin is with us. He has just left High School Musical 3, and you enjoyed it, right?
I think it's going to do very, very well. I mean, it's the type of thing where they sort of took a risk going from what was essentially a television franchise into now a big screen. Usually goes the other way.
Right.
I think people will think they got their money's worth, and you know they're going to sell a zillion copies of the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
And it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah. All right, now you're involved with Reels Channel, is that right?
Well, you know what? How many second or third jobs do you have? I mean, you hear those weekend shows.
Yeah, so. I got two or three going.
All right. So this is actually sort of neat. If people aren't familiar with it, it's been on the air for about a year now. There's this cable channel called the Reels Channel, R-E-E-L-Z, because I guess the S wasn't available.
Right.
And what they're doing, which is, it's sort of neat, it's 24 hours a day, and you know, what ESPN is to sports, they are to movies. So it's just conversation about movies, analysis about movies, lots of cool shows for movie fans, not so gossipy, but really, really deep into movies. And I do a show there every day called Dailies. And now they've got this idea, and frankly, it's just a sort of promotional idea. You know, you ask me, hey, what movie should I go out and see? And, you know, people are listening, and they go see Beverly Hills Chihuahua, they like it or they don't like it. And if they don't like it, what recourse? Or, you know, they're going to call me at my house and say I didn't like it. Yeah. Channel's doing something we call our guaranteed movie recommendation. You watch the show.
Right.
We particular movie. We say, this is the one. You ever watch movies on cable? You order, pay-per-view or video on demand?
Right.
You order this particular movie. And if you don't like it, you send us the bill and we'll pay for it.
Really? Oh, that's a great deal.
Isn't that a good idea?
Yeah, that is a great deal. You know, Adam Carolla did that with his movie Hammer.
Right.
He would buy the DVD from you if you didn't like it, and he had nobody come up to him and, make that deal.
Well, this is what they're hoping to do. This is a huge, it's owned by this huge company out of Minnesota, so I think they set some money aside in case we made a mistake. But all there, and a lot of very knowledgeable people, and I can't tell you the name of the movie because, of course, they want you to watch the Reels channel. It's on DirecTV, on the Dish Network. The website is reelzchannelreelchannel.com, and if you go to reelzchannel.com/guarantee, and when they told me that, I said, nobody in the world can spell guarantee. But anyway, it's a guaranteed movie recommendation, and that is the big thing.
Excellent. All right, Sammy, thanks for checking in, and let's have you come in one night, you know?
I would would, you know, I sent you this in an email earlier in the week. I mean, I I'm friends with the people you've had as long-term partners, but this idea of switching people off, I think, you know, highlights you in a terrific way.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate
that.
But I watch you all the time on that KTLA Morning News, and you're kicking ass with that show, man.
You know, wait, here, do you get this now? Because we both enjoyed a little bit of longevity where it's like, hey, I grew up watching, or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Timmy, when I first started listening to you, I was in junior high.
Yeah. Well, you know, a guy called us up the other day, and he said he was 5 when he started listening, and now he's a high school senior.
There you go. See?
Yeah. So, time flies. All right, go to reelschannel.com. R-E-E-L-Z.
Reels Channel is one word. Reelschannel.com. And you'll look for, they have some big fancy logo, GMR, Guaranteed Movie Recommendation.
Excellent, man. Thanks for checking in, dude.
Thank you, Timmy.
And we'll definitely see you in studio.
Okay, so I'd love to anytime. Have Dan set it up. Dan, send the car.
All right. All right, Sam Rubin, everybody. He's on KTLA. I'm sorry we didn't have a great connection with him, but he was just getting out of that movie, High School Musical 3. Have you seen that, Gina? Do you look at the High School Musical movies?
Though I haven't seen High School Musical 3, I was at a party the other night, and my friend Lindsay made us all get up and do the dance at the end of the video.
Right.
And I refused to do it because one of the actual choreography directions, it was like, and pump the fist,
oh,
like
man.
Step left, step right. And then it was, and realize your dreams.
Oh,
and I
Jesus
said
Christ.
At that moment, no 13-year-old little punk in a dance video will tell me to realize my dreams.
Yeah, you got to get new friends, man. Your friends are weird.
They really are.
All right. But I think if you went to... Like, if Randy Wang, who is a 23-year-old gentleman, a single guy, if he went to High School Musical 3 to a matinee or to an evening show by himself, would that be weird?
Yeah, that's Chester the Child Molester.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Isn't that odd that if you go to a movie by yourself and you're a male, and it is a movie that's directed towards kids, that people think you're a nut?
But doesn't Jack Silver love, like, Amanda Bynes and love to go see those movies?
Yeah, I think he goes alone, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm implying.
Yeah. Oh, that's odd. Would you go see this thing alone?
I would.
You would?
I'd go see it.
Jackass. All right, High School Musical 3, it opens in about a week. Take those kids, man. All right, now, every single year, not every single year, but every single election year, every 4 years, the two candidates, the Republican and the Democrat, they all go to New York, and they have a big Catholic dinner, a big banquet, where they take shots at themselves, and they rip themselves a new a-hole. And John McCain's was very funny. We're going to play that, and then we're going to try to... We're having troubles downloading Barack Obama's here. But this is John McCain taking a ton of shots at himself, and we're going to take a small break here and come back and play this for you. It's very funny. John McCain ripping John McCain. I know a lot of Democrats will like to hear this. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we are live, coming back with John McCain ripping John McCain, live on 97.1 FM Talk.